When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Hello, you delightful little nibbleheads. I'm Andy.
And I'm Carrie.
And you're listening to
Ask the Nibblehoots!
It's the show where kids ask us the questions they want answered.
And we answer the questions that the kids ask.
And then they say, gosh, Carrie and Andy, we completely admire you. And now we know things we didn't know before. You're so knowledgeable and wise. Thank you for teaching us things. Here's some money and toys.
Yep, and they're right to say that because we are wise. You know university professors, right? Well, we're probably one of them a bit.
Yeah, in a way.
Sort of. Anyway, this is a very special episode because it's our first one ever.
First episode ever!
So who better to talk to for our first episode ever?
First episode ever!
Than Ava and Ruby, two small children who looked like they really needed teaching about stuff.
Yep, they wanted to know all sorts of things. Who invented cheese?
What chewing gum's made of?
Why is there so much grass on Earth?
All sorts of stuff.
Oh yes, there were some tricky questions in there, but nothing we couldn't handle. I think we help them out. What do you think, Carrie?
Andy, I think we did. So without further ado, roll the tape, whatever that means. It's our first episode ever.
First episode ever.
Yeah, I'm getting slightly tired of that. Can we cut that bit out? So who have we got in the studio today, Carrie?
Today we've got Ava. And how old are you, please?
8.
You're not.
Yeah.
Really? But you look about 100.
She is an old looking.
That's amazing. Have you got a job?
Prune of a girl.
No.
Why not?
Just don't.
Lazy?
No.
Just don't want one. No one will give you a job?
I'm a child.
Okay. That's what you say, 100-year-old girl. And that's Ava. And we've got Ava's sister, Ruby. Hi, Ruby.
Who's a cat?
Hi.
Hello. How are you?
Good.
And how old are you?
7.
See, that I believe. You look like a 7-year-old.
How old is Ava, really?
8.
8, yeah, all right.
She's made you believe that. Wow.
Well, none of this seems at all reasonable.
And also in the studio, we have Anthony Plum, who's another child who's going to be asking us questions. Do you want to say hello, Anthony Plum? Yeah, he's a little bit shy.
Anthony. Hearing from Anthony Plum later on in the show, perhaps.
Anthony Plum will warm up and he'll have a few little questions for us.
No, okay, we'll go to Anthony Plum later. All right, well, never mind. We were going to start with Anthony Plum, but instead we will start with... Who should we start with, Ava or Ruby?
Both of you shout your favourite animal as quickly as you can, and then we'll decide who's the quickest.
Okay.
Horse!
That was Ava.
Oh, she's had years and years more experience being almost 100 years old.
Well, exactly. She's that's speedy. That's what they teach you in 100-year-old school, how to say animals fast.
Okay, my first question is...
Okay.
Question one...
Who invented cheese?
Oh, right. That's a really good question.
That's a great question.
Yes, it is.
Have they not taught you that in school?
No.
Wow. What kind of school do you go to? Oh, yeah.
They don't
do cheese.
Not a great school.
Yeah, they don't teach about cheese.
No.
They're one of the few schools in the country
that has a special dispensation not to talk about cheese. It's against,
do they?
Yeah, it's against their religion to talk about any sort of dairy products. Well, they've got a special thing from the Queen saying that they don't have to talk about cheese ever. Yeah.
Well, I can tell you a lot of things about cheese. Firstly, who invented cheese? Firstly, when was it invented? Do you know when it was invented?
No.
Over 30 years ago. More than 30 years ago. That's 3 decades at least.
Can you imagine? 3 decades. 3 of them.
So a lot of times in the past, they had cows that only knew how to make milk. But then one cow had an idea. Ooh, I think I'll just make things that are a bit more solid. He, that cow, started squeezing solid milk out of his udders. And when the farmer, his name was Darren, went to squeeze the cow's udders, he went up to the cow, who was called Michael, and he went to get his normal milk. Michael, who was one of the most intelligent cows of the time.
One of the most intelligent cows of any time.
Of any time. He had been working on this secret plan to solidify the milk that he was carrying around in his breasts. And he started squeezing out cheese instead. So when Darren, the farmer, went to squeeze what he thought was going to be a lovely glass of milk, actually, guess what he got? A whole Edam.
Yeah.
Just popped out.
Because, of course, Michael not only was one of the most intelligent cows there's ever been, he was one of the most big-hearted and humanitarian of all the cows, because he realised that Darren couldn't carry milk around in his pockets.
Yeah, so it was much easier for Darren to carry around
an enormous Edam in his pockets, because he had huge pockets.
Huge pockets.
Because he was a part-time clown.
But not waterproof.
Yeah.
Which the milk would always run out and down his legs.
Down his legs, and then it would go off. And people would go, what's that? What's that smell? And Darren would have to go, that's my legs.
Yeah.
So let me get this straight.
Yes.
So there was a cow called Michael.
Absolutely, yep. Right.
And it squeezed cheese out of its udders.
Yes.
Yes.
Edams, in fact. That was the first cheese was Edam. The second cheese was also Edam. After that, Michael did just a wedge of brie. So it was Edam, brie. It was like sort of pulling a fruit machine, except a nudder. And it wasn't fruit, it was cheese.
Yeah.
So it went Edam, brie.
Brie.
Another Edam.
He just enjoyed Edam. It's quite soothing to squeeze out an Edam from a nudder, he found.
So
brie, a little bit trickier. And also brie in between cheese and milk. It's an in-betweeny cheese, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it's not so good in a pocket. So then he moved on to cheddar.
Oh, yeah.
Which, of course, is everyone's favourite cheese, because it's the best of the cheeses.
Because it's nice and mild.
It's, yes, because
exactly.
I like a strong cheddar.
I quite like a strong.
I hate strong cheddar.
What's your favourite cheese?
Cheddar cheese.
Okay.
Quite right.
But mild cheddar. But so, okay, but so sorry to recap. The answer is, well, there are two answers. It was Michael the cow, but possibly it was also Darren the farmer who invented the cheese, because Darren, of course, the farmer, was the one who had given birth to Michael the cow in the first place.
That's true, yeah. So very much, if you're working it back.
Yeah, he was the...
Darren's kind of cheese's granddad.
Darren's cheese's granddad, Michael's is cheese's mum's, and Edam was the first cheese, then another Edam, then a brie.
Then another Edam.
Then a cheddar.
Then a cheddar.
Then a Gruyere, then some Gorgonzola, and then some Ha-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka, which is a cheese that didn't actually last. It wasn't very popular, so Ha-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka has died out.
Which is a shame, because actually Ha-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka was one of the finer cheeses, and it was really mild, and you'd have liked it.
So mild.
So mild.
Do you know what they used to say about Ha-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka? They used to say, this is just like a lovely mild cheddar, but nicer.
So why did it go out?
Oh, because... You weren't able to slice it. It was the size of a gate, and you weren't able to slice it. You could lick it, but who's got the time for that? So it was very inconvenient. You couldn't fit it in a pocket.
You have to push it around in a wheelbarrow. And you can't take wheelbarrows into school.
Can't take them into schools.
So
nightmare.
Awful.
Nice cheese though.
You could put a ha-ka-ka-ka-ka in the middle of the town centre, in the town square, and everyone just could come up and lick it. But it was
popular for a while.
It was, and then it rained.
Yeah.
And that was the end of the ha-ka-ka-ka-ka.
And the people who dissolved.
That's the old soluble people of old London town. Have you not learned about that in school?
No.
Where are they sending you?
Primary school.
Not a good school.
Oh, and can I have a shout out to my friends Matilda and Swallow Class?
Yay!
No.
Oh, no.
Oh, you already have.
Has that answered your question? Of course it has.
No, it hasn't.
What do you mean it hasn't?
Who do you think invented cheese?
Yeah. Exactly. It was Michael the cow.
It was Michael the cow. And who was cheese's grandfather, everybody? Darren the farmer. Now we're learning.
did you know?
The average fact contains about 30% protein, but less than 5% fat. So knowledge really is good for you.
Question two.
What is chewing gum made of?
This is a sad story.
It is a sad story.
What chewing gum is made of. Because what happened was back in the mists of time, about half past 12 in the afternoon. way. But can you remember that far back?
Yeah.
What were you doing half past 12 in the afternoon?
Can't remember.
There you go. Mists of time.
That's because our minds have been wiped because it's such a tragic story that what happened half past 12 in the afternoon.
How come you can remember it then?
Because I was asleep at the time.
Oh.
And it was only if your eyes were open that they shone this big wide light.
Oh yeah,
and it wipes everyone's memories.
Yeah.
But I was asleep.
You're not getting this from Day of the Triffids, are you?
No, I've seen that. Is that what happened?
Bit, carry on. Carrie's the only one who knows what happened at half past 12 this afternoon.
Yeah, you ready?
Mm.
Are you sure? You don't look ready. You look sceptical.
I'm more sceptical.
Oh, what, after the cheese answer? How dare you?
There was this kindly giant called Beelzebub, and he walked the earth looking around, having a lovely old time, thinking, this is all right. It's a sunny day, not a cloud in the sky. It's warm, but it's not too warm. You know what I mean? You know, it's sunny. I'm enjoying myself, getting a bit of vitamin D, but I'm not going to burn, and I'm not getting sweaty, and it's rather lovely.
What did he think after that? Because we've only heard 20 or 30 of his thoughts. What was his next thought?
He's a busy man.
I'm saying
he was a busy man, because it's a very sad story.
Busy giant.
Yeah. Wandering about.
All his thoughts.
Mainly about the weather, let's be honest.
How long will this go on for?
Until I come up with an idea of what actually happened.
Why was it so sad? How big was he as well?
He was at least... Look at me. Thank you. At least...
Look at me when I'm educating you.
4.5 foot tall.
Whoa,
massive!
Enormous.
Massive! He realised that it wouldn't be sunny forever.
Oh.
Imagine that.
What did he think to himself?
He thought to himself, it's not going to be sunny forever.
No.
Today is a lovely day. Blue skies, not too warm. Lovely day.
Oh, yeah.
But it's not going to be like this forever. And he started to cry. And he cried great, big, white, sticky tears. And they crashed onto the earth below.
4.5 feet below, they crashed.
4.5 feet.
Crashed.
They crashed onto the earth below, these big, white, sticky, minty tears.
Yeah. Chewy.
Minty.
Foil wrapped.
Low sugar.
Tears.
And a passing millionaire saw them and went, that's my second millionaire. I could make more millions with that.
Well, what did he make his first millions in?
He made his first millions.
Yeah.
By selling cheese.
By selling cheese.
Oh, how convenient.
So you do know the story. Why am I bothering telling you the story if you already know it?
Well, she doesn't know the chewing gum bit.
Oh, okay.
She just recognised that description of the millionaire.
Oh, yeah.
He was so well painted.
He was.
So this millionaire came across these delicious chewy sticks of tear.
And he thought, right, I'm going to make a fortune here.
Mm.
And he took Beelzebub, the tiny giant.
It's quite a long story. I'd forgotten the giant's name. Thanks.
Yeah, so had I, really. And he's locked him up and he's making him cry. Big, white, sticky, minty, foil-wrapped, low sugar, banned from class tears.
Do you know how many packets of tears that giant has to cry a day?
No.
Over 400,000 packets of tears. So the millionaire has to keep showing him just pictures of sad puppies.
Some of those cats with, like, one eye.
A grape that doesn't taste nice. All of these things just to make the giant, who's very tender-hearted.
So tender-hearted.
So basically... And that all happened at 12:30 this afternoon when chewing gum was invented.
When chewing gum was invented.
But it's such a tragic story that we have all had it wiped from our memory.
Exactly. Evil crafty millionaire knew that people wouldn't buy chewing gum if we knew what was happening.
Why does it feel like chewing gum has been around since before 12:30 this afternoon?
Yeah, I think it's been around for years.
That's part of the genius. Millionaire. That's part of why he's so rich. He comes up with clever things like wiping our memory, but thinking that chewing gum's been there all along. And you sort of think,
I'm used to it, I'll buy some more.
Yeah, I've chewed before.
So, sorry, are you saying we're all thinking, oh, I love chewing gum because he's implanted false memories in our heads?
Yeah, that's exactly what's happened.
That's what I thought. Well, there you go. I mean, there's always a simple explanation for these things.
There really is.
When was chewing gum invented?
12 afternoon.
12:30.
12:30.
You don't pay attention,
do you?
You
aren't listening at all.
What school did you go to again?
Right.
It's not very good school. Right.
That's terrible.
Okay, Ruby, next question, please.
Question 3.
Why is it in the middle of the earth is full of lava?
Because they can't fit any more in.
Yeah, so it's full.
Chock-a-block. You can't move for lava in there. It's like a rush hour train of lava.
Lava. And have you...
Where does it come from?
Yeah. It comes from the middle of the earth. The middle of the earth is full of lava from the middle of the earth because you can't get any more lava in there. Mm. It's very, very simple.
All right.
Do you know what lava is made of?
Nope.
No.
Well then, there's something to look up when you go home.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah.
Does it?
Cool.
Wow.
Does it answer your question satisfactorily?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You are so easy.
You're really easy. Yeah, this is great.
Yeah, there's about loads of easy ones and one hard one.
Oh, brilliant.
Okay, so you're softening us up with the easy questions.
Have you ever played with any lava?
No.
Well, no, definitely not.
It's not very good for you. It hurts.
Yeah. It smarts.
Yeah, look at all the people of Pompeii. They spent their days playing with lava.
They played lava cricket.
Lava tennis.
Oh, they loved it. Lava hula hoops.
Lava.
Melted themselves in half, they did.
Lava Quidditch.
Tragic.
Horrible.
Awful.
The burning snitch.
Oh.
Don't want to catch that.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Question 4.
Why aren't there bacon fish fingers?
Why aren't there bacon-flavoured fish fingers?
Well, that's mainly because there aren't bacon-flavoured fish. But for a more complicated answer, here is Andy Stanton.
Well, when one considers why there aren't bacon-flavoured fish fingers, one really has to go back to the 18th century when the whole concept of bacon was begun in the 18th century. Prior to the 18th century, in the 17th century, or the 16th century, or one of those other centuries.
Can we wrap this up?
Well, hold on a second. If you ask a question,
you wanted to know the answer. You started it.
Yeah, you really did. But prior to the 18th century, there weren't any pigs around, were there? Everybody knows that.
It was just fish.
So there were obviously fish fingers was one of the most popular foodstuffs of the 18th century, but people said it would be nice to have something else to eat for a change. That's when some trees got together, quite a lot of trees.
As trees so often
and
do.
And do you know what we call it when a lot of trees get together?
No.
A forest. Now, what happens when a lot of trees get together? We get a forest. What happens when a lot of trees who fancy inventing bacon get together?
Not sure.
It's a bacon inventing forest. So the first bacon inventing forest got together. That was called the New Forest because it hadn't happened before. And it's still there to this day. Now, the trees all concentrated very hard. What happens when trees concentrate? Everybody knows?
Something pops off their branches.
Yes, and what is that something?
Bacon.
Bacon.
There you go. See?
Bacon rained down for a night and a day. Not very long, but a lot of it. And what happened when the bacon hit the ground?
It turned into pigs.
Yes, it turned into pigs. So the pigs, the bacon made the pigs. The pigs kept making more bacon. That bacon made more pigs. When you eat the bacon, what happens? You turn into a pig because you're greedy.
That's the foundation of that philosophical question. Which came first, the bacon or the pig?
It was the bacon.
Obviously.
Right. So bacon makes pigs, pigs make bacon, bacon make pigs, pigs make bacon. Meanwhile, what's the most popular foodstuff in the 18th century?
Fish fingers.
Yes. They've got a rival. What's the rival?
Bacon.
Yes. So
put the two together, what have you got?
Parliament. You've got the
exactly.
You've got the baconites versus the fish fingarians. The Fish Fingarians, led by General Bliff, were the traditionalists, and they evolved into our modern Conservative Party. And the Baconites have evolved into our modern day
Big Brother contestants,
who are some of the greediest people alive.
Are they?
Yes. So basically, neither of these sides can agree on which is the better food, and that is why you don't have bacon fish fingers. Politics.
Ah.
Simple.
All right, my turn.
Okay.
So, did bacon or pigs come first?
Bacon.
Bacon. Are you not listening?
From the trees of the New Forest.
off the branches, after they concentrated really hard.
Guys, it couldn't be simpler.
I feel like
we tell people things and they look at you. But that's what I feel like. One of them was wearing cat's ears when they came in today as well. And one of them looks like 100.
Exactly. Do your teachers cry a lot when they're talking to you?
Excuse me.
Because I feel like they should.
Straight up. To your question.
What school do you go to again?
Well,
that explains
well, then.
Did you know? The first camera was not invented by a camel, which is why cameras are not called camblers.
Question 5.
Why is there so much grass on Earth?
Ah.
Why is there so much grass on Earth?
Such an easy one.
That's a really, really easy question, but I'm glad you asked it.
Firstly, how much grass is there on Earth?
2,360.
Yep.
Yes.
Yes.
It is 2,360.
Sorry, what did she say?
How much grass there is.
There's a lot more than that.
There's a lot more than 2,360.
Well, she didn't say 2,360 what?
It could be...
could be 2,360.
Billion. What about billion?
Well, it could be billion. Yeah, billions.
Or it could be fields. Or it could be blades of grass. There's more than 2,360 blades of grass, aren't there?
I think there are. Definitely. Might be a handful more.
A handful.
Not much more. I mean, that's loads.
If you got all the grass in the world together in one place, I'm learning a lot. Yeah.
You haven't answered my question.
No, we're working slowly towards
yeah. it.
They take a lot of time. They're trying to figure out right now.
We like to work through it. What we want to do is to model for you logic.
Yeah.
Ruby, you're too smart for them.
All right.
I didn't quite catch that, but it didn't sound very complimentary.
I'm not sure it was that complimentary.
No, I don't know what...
But I didn't really understand it.
I didn't understand it either.
No.
They spoke too fast.
They do, don't they?
In their long words.
In their little tiny voices with the long words.
I can't hear it because it's too high-pitched.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I do not have a high-pitched voice.
It's like I heard something, but I wasn't sure.
I just got something at the very very limits of my hearing.
My lizard brain just picked something up.
There's something going on, and I don't think it's to our advantage. Why is there so much grass on Earth? That's the question, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Grass is like hair.
Hair right. is like spaghetti.
Spaghetti is like your mum.
Your mum is sitting in the corner looking puzzled.
Why is she looking puzzled? Because she hasn't eaten enough grass today.
Why hasn't she eaten enough grass? Because there's so much grass on Earth that it's confusing her and intimidating her. How's she going to get through all the grass? She's wondering to herself. All the mums who want and need to eat the grass are so intimidated by how much of it there is that they think, I'll never get through it. They just leave it be.
So that's the answer to your question. Why is there so much grass on Earth? Because mums are frightened of it.
They're frightened of grazing it.
I kind of like grass because there's tiny little animals inside.
What animals inside the grass?
You see, underneath the grass, there's these worms what make grass grow. So
how do they make it grow?
I think
grow grass, grow.
No. Are they pooing it?
So when they eat the dirt...
Yeah, they poo it.
Worms poo grass! That's amazing, I love it.
Hi, you're listening to Underneath the Grass here on Radio Crazy. Is it true that worms poo grass?
Mm-hmm.
Do what other things do animals make for us? Turtles? Turtles make metal.
Birds, actually. This is kind of clever for a fruit. You see, when a bird comes... And
I like this. It's being told like this sort of weird legend. When bird comes, sees fruit. Then what?
Then they eat it.
Bird eat fruit. Yes? What now?
Then when they poo it out...
Bird, poo fruit!
Oh, poo fruit.
So gross.
Bird.
Fruit grow
large. Fruit grow big.
Yeah, and then it keeps on happening, so...
Keep on happening.
over and over. Much bird, much poo, much fruit. Big fruit, new bird, come out of fruit. Fruit bird.
Well, there you go. Fruit bird. Thanks for listening, everyone. And remember, if you need teaching about things and no one else can help...
If your mum and dad just cannot be bothered to explain something that you want explaining...
If your school is as terrible as Ava and Ruby's and simply won't give you the answers you crave and deserve...
Ask the Clever Grown-Ups!
First episode ever!
Oh, for goodness sake, not that again.
Bye!